The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and we are here every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, live broadcasting. We also do a video live stream, and you can check that out at my website, jenroyster.com, if you want to check that out. It also, I believe I have it streaming in a few places, but I know you can find the answers right there. So we are going to talk about something really important today. This is a metaphysical show. We talk about the spirituality of life and how we can approach those challenges through that side of us. And our soul, our spirit is really calling out to us these days and really wants our attention. And that's what we're going to talk about. How does our own spirit, our higher self, our soul, communicate with us? And how can we hear it and how can we tap into that? One of the most important things we could be doing right now is listening to our higher self, our own spirit, where it's pulling us and drawing us. And how are we resisting that? And I know that this will resonate with a lot of you because of what's going on right now with all the changes. And for those highly sensitive, and I'm talking empathic, or you're just spiritually, you just feel and sense energy. Like, I know what that's like. I work with energy healing. You're feeling that, but you're not the only ones feeling that, but you might be feeling it a lot, a little bit more, or it feels like, wow, I used to be super sensitive like this before. I got better at it. I learned how to calibrate to it, and now I'm all super sensitive again. Exactly, because the frequencies are pretty strong right now. We have a lot of energy going on to help us with this very transformative year. We're creating a brand new way of life, whether you know it or not. And how can we make the most of that? How can we be a participant in that? Well, you're here in this moment, so absolutely. And I have some positive news, actually, that I thought was really awesome that I want to share with you. I had received an email, and I'm going to start with that. This is a different email. This isn't a question. This is actually a follow-up from a reading I did on the show back in December. It was a show, which one was it, she said? It was the one on December 15th of 2016. And in that show, we were working with Raphael, and I did a healing reading with Raphael and what I was seeing. She was having some headaches, and this is what she wrote. Okay, this is from Helen in England. So hello across the pond. And Helen writes, "Dear Dr. Jen, it's Helen from England who had the terrible headaches, and she's saying Purple Rain, not the song, but there was a color that I was seeing when I did the reading of purple just floating down all around her when she was describing the headaches. She was seeing this purple, and that I was seeing the purple in her head that you discussed on the show in December of 2016. That was December 15th. You said that Raphael would help guide me and help myself. Absolutely. I listened and was drawn and guided to have a negative clearing session. So she went to see a local practitioner to have negativity cleared. By this time, my GP, general practitioner, I'm assuming that means that, had prescribed heavy epilepsy medication. I'm not epileptic because that was the only medicine that numbed my pain. During the negative clearing session, he said there was a negative entity that had latched onto me because I had holes in my aura. He never touched me during the session, but I could feel him drawing this thing out through my crown chakra. Now, these are her words. I'm reading it to you. I physically lifted off the table twice. Whoa. And I want to address that a little bit too. He then did a cord cutting meditation with Archangel Michael. Since then, I haven't had a single headache, not one. Yay for Helen. I just get goosebumps when I read that. I've lost 20 pounds and I feel like $1 million. So congratulations to Helen that she went out of the box and went with what she was guided to do. I'm off the medication, and thank you so much for your help and understanding. Angels really are real and among us. You are a true inspiration. Thank you very much, Helen. And Helen, I'm reading this to everyone because you're an inspiration for us too. So that was what that was, and I wanted to put that out there. I'm just getting goosebumps because it is nice to have feedback when somebody's gone out there and they actually followed that guidance that they were receiving. So that was just beautiful. Now, we do have the lines open if you want to call in during this episode, 1-800-930-2819. And like I said, we're talking about how spirit communicates with you. We will start taking callers after this first break that'll be coming up, so I'll have enough time for you. So what I'm going to discuss in this episode is how your own spirit, we're talking about your higher self, your soul, your spirit, whatever you want to call that, that part of you that's the true you, how it communicates physically, how it communicates through the emotions and feelings, because that's increasing a lot because we've been opening the heart chakra and it will do that through the heart chakra. And also so the synchronicities in life and how it will do that through your dreams. So we are going to address a little bit of that. I also have a guided message from Archangel Michael for this, and how our spirit shows us where we've been in the past, where we are now, and what's coming up in the next few months, and how your spirit can guide you through this. This is a really powerful time, guys. Very important year. And I know a lot of people are feeling so much, almost to the point of overwhelm, maybe feeling a little down in the dumps. But there's also the other side of it. You will come through this. I mean, I have felt it go up and down too. And I find it very interesting because if I'm feeling that and I know I feel pretty good, you know, about things. I feel good. But then there'll be times where I feel that. If someone is brand new, and this is where my empathic heart goes out to people, because if they're new to awakening, and you're just, I don't understand what's going on. I've been fine. And now all of a sudden I'm not. I hope that we can address some of that in this episode to help you, because the spiritual side of you is waking up. And that means we take a spiritual, proactive movement forward versus it might be that it's busting up our routine and we have to change that up. And you know, we're like, well, I don't know how to do it unless I do it the way I've always known. And yeah, we're going to talk about that because it's time to come out of our box. Helen was an inspiration for that. I thought the timing and the synchronicity was beautiful when she wrote. She was talking about a show back in December, but she's been working on it. She went out of that box, and that's how she found some answers. Now, I'm not saying everybody's going to have what she had. That was her unique situation. But I have experienced where I've had to cut cords and do when I've done energy healing on people. And I have felt that intensity pull that she was talking about that lifted her. I've been knocked back, like something very strong and forceful just pushed me 5 feet away. It came off the person, hit me hard, and then it was like, whoa, what was that? I've had it explode my water fountains. I mean, little weird stuff like that. But nothing to be afraid of, okay? Energy that is concentrated and it's been building for a while can have a strong punch. But once it dissipates, it dissipates. And negative energy, just to remind you, is really the shadow side of there is no light. And that's the part that needs love. And love is the key. Love is always the key right now, actually. It's really the only thing that makes sense anymore. And if we apply that type of energy toward those places in our life, we light them up. And that's what dissipates it. But that's a quick explanation of what I'm talking about. And it sounded like something that had been with her for a while, and it just was really time for it to go. She had a big spiritual shift with that, and I'm wishing her all the best. And I really appreciate that she sent that back for all of us to feel inspired by. So what is going on for you that you feel this boiling point's happening? And maybe it's just time for it to be done. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about how your spirit communicates with you. We have the lines open, and I will take a caller when we come back from the break. The number is 1-800-930-2819 if you want to call in. We're going to work through how we can hear our own spirit and trust our own intuition. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or you're watching our live video stream of The Jen Royster Show. We're taking a short break, and we will be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Back. Welcome to the show if you're just tuning in. We're talking about how your own spirit communicates with you. And I believe we have a caller that's been holding. So let's bring on the caller, Brian.
Oh, yes, sir, we will. And it's Kathy from Maryland. What can Jen Royster do for you, my friend? Hello.
Hello,
hi.
Kathy.
Hi, good morning, Dr. Jen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? What is your question?
Well, my question is trusting in the guidance that I'm getting. Sometimes I feel like I'm second-guessing myself. And how do I know?
Right. Yes, which I think... And, you know, I'm glad you're bringing that question up, Kathy, because that's probably a big one that a lot of people are feeling, especially if they're really feeling new to this. But even if you're not new to this, and I also saw, which goes right along with your question, too, it's like I feel you're feeling guidance and intuitive, like something inside, but you're not sure whether to trust it. That's what you're saying. I'm also seeing someone else saying, what if you're not feeling guided to anything? That's coming from the video chat over there. And how do you move if you don't feel anything? So hang on to that one. I will come back to that. But Kathy, it will be consistent. And most of the time when we're hesitating to trust what we're picking up, it's because we're resisting it, because it's taking us out of our comfort zone. Is that making sense in how it feels?
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, I just went zing, didn't I? But it's the truth, and I really want to put that out there for everybody that might be feeling that, because you'll feel something, it's consistent or it's been dragging for several months. I mean, I even have that happen with some things for me too. Guys, just because I teach this doesn't mean I don't feel all these things. And we have a free will where we choose and we make a choice. You will know that it's an important choice for you to listen to or maybe make a decision on when you just are feeling your happiness leak away. You'll just feel like I'm just not feeling it anymore. I did everything the way I had it was fine, but now I'm just feeling I need to go a different direction. I thought this was going to work, but maybe it was just a stepping stone. Maybe it did work for a while to get you to where you are now, and now you take it to the next place. But the trusting comes in when we are not afraid of the resistance that we're feeling. That is our physical side of us, our logic brain, afraid of change. And so when I feel that, I ask Michael to help me release those fears and help me see the spiritual side of this a little bit more, because I'm a very logical spiritual person, so I feel that and get that. And that's where I see, okay, don't be afraid of this choice that I need to change or do something different. And that's what he's saying to you as well. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. I really have been working on myself for the last year or two or more, you know, just so I can get there.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. The resistance, or when we're hesitant, when we feel, especially with big change, which is a big theme for this year and the last couple of years, it's been huge changes that we've been having to make. We just are like, I don't know, I feel like I'm just losing it here. You're grounding into that, because that opening up your heart and trusting that is something that might be very new to some people. If you started a couple of years ago, you know what I'm talking about. When Michael says, don't fear this, this change is where, if it's coming from your heart, it's consistent and it doesn't go away. You just really have a yearning, or you're distracted, that's a magnetic pull that you need to actually pay attention to that a little bit more. And once you trust maybe some smaller things, you'll feel a little bit better about trusting the bigger ones. Sometimes we just have to take a baby step. Spirit and is very patient with us. It is. It's very patient with us. This year, the energy is pushing us a little harder and having us step out on that limb and knowing that we'll be caught and not be afraid to try. And even if you try something and it doesn't work out, it doesn't mean that that was a mistake. It means maybe that was a stepping stone to something else. And sometimes we have several of those stepping stones before we feel like we're there, but we're always evolving. Something will always change. So you never actually, and this is what I'm feeling Michael tell me to tell you, Kathy, right away. You did not make any mistakes according to following your heart, but they're stepping it up a little bit for you to be your own hero again, like be brave in your own right. Like, and it might be a deal, it feels like it might be a deal about, don't worry about what somebody else is saying, you know? It's kind of like, don't worry about what somebody else thinks you should do. It's really what you feel like you have to do for you. And it might bump a few people. It might. And that's what is probably caused some of the biggest fears for people right now, is it is challenging that a lot for all of us. And, you know, are they going to be mad at me? Or are they going to not? Am I going to lose my friends or my family? You know, that kind of thing. Is that making sense?
And I do call on him for help all the time. So.
Well, he hasn't ignored it. And they've changed a little bit about how they're working with us. They want us to be more proactive. They're helping us practice that we have some strengths within us that it's time for them to awaken. Because we were thinking, oh, just help me out. And now it's like when you're asking for their help, shift it a little bit to show me what I need to do to help myself. And that's how the angels are very proactive that I'm experiencing right now and that I'm supposed to share with everybody. So it makes us like, oh, I have to trust it. They're going to make me do this without the training wheels kind of thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's great. I'm going to write that down too.
Yeah. I know. It's a little bit crazy that way. So that's pretty much what he's saying. He's like, you know, you need to look at what constant feeling from within you does not change. Hone in on that one. Ask for clarity on that one to be more specific and to release the fears of a choice in it. and ask for, you know, and then the synchronicities will start to come through. If you show that you're willing to be proactive and step out there on this, the support, it'll be easier to receive the support. You'll hear it more. That's what I'm noticing. That's what I'm being told to share with you and to anybody that might be feeling that. But thank you, Kathy, for calling in. That was a great one for the whole everybody right now. I'm telling you, it really is. And I wish you the best. I know you've got some things that you want to do, and you just feel like something always gets in the way. Is that I just picked that up. Is that making sense?
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to retire and do something spiritually, and I'm just trying to find the right time to leave this job.
Gotcha. I hear you. You know, if your intention is there, you've got to pull the fear away from around the financial thing. Because, yes, we have to have money to pay our bills, and I get all that, but so much is changing, and I'm being logical with that. The best thing to do is to apply your intention and to start to do things on the hobby side, maybe a little bit more. And, you know, you will find when it's the timing for you. Because sometimes it's not when we think it is. But when we release a lot of the fears of how is it going to work itself out, that's when things seem to move quicker. But that's something within you when you're ready. Because I'm not telling everybody, go quit your job and do what you want. I'm not even saying that. That makes no sense to me either, to be honest. We have to have a plan. Yeah, so there's my logic coming back in. I mean, they got me wanting to do all kinds of stuff, and I'm like, hang on a second. Where am I going to have time? And I had to release the need of, don't worry about how the time is going to be there. It will be there. That's another one that happens. It's not even about the money. It'll happen about, where am I going to have time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that make sense? She's laughing. I was like, I heard her over there. But anyway, I've got to go to break here in a minute, so I'm going to let you go now. But a lot of things came through that are kind of calling it out and putting it on top of the table for us that we can't really like hide or sit on it. And that's really what's happening with the energy right now. The angels are like, this is it. And then they throw it right back in our lap. And we're like, but I called on you to help me. Yep, I'm helping you. Now pick it up and do something with it. Sounds kind of rough, but that is honestly going to help us more than anything this year. And that's how they're going to really support us, because they want us to believe in and trust ourselves.
Right.
Yes. Anyway, I'm going to run. Kathy, thank you so much for calling in.
Okay. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow. Now, we have another caller. I don't have time to take it. If you can hang on, we'll come back to that. I want to quickly, before I go to break, address, if you don't have anything that you're bringing in that's guiding, you don't feel any guidance that was coming from the chat, hang on. It might be that you're in that in-between, the blank canvas, and you need to be comfortable. That's what I've always noticed. Just be comfortable with the stillness. Be comfortable in that stillness, and it will come to you when it's time for it to come to you. So that one is, sometimes we're making it harder than it really is. So I want to give you that. Just sometimes it's just not going to happen. Doesn't mean you're not ascending. It doesn't mean you're not going to the next level. It might mean that you're going to be comfortable with the quiet. So there you go. That's it. We have to go to a quick break. So we're talking about how your spirit communicates with you and how you can tap into that and trust your own intuition. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching our video live stream of The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life.
This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
We are back. Welcome to the Jen Royster Show if you're just tuning in. Our topic today is how our own spirit communicates with us. That's what we're talking about, how to trust that intuition. And some of the calls and some of the things that we've already discussed have answered some of the things I was going to bring up. Now, quickly, and then we're going to take another caller, how does your spirit show you where you've been, like in the past? With review, with the energy it will utilize, you will think back and you will, this is what I always was feeling and this is what happened in that result. And it teaches you, we can use review positively, it will teach you where you ignore it. And you know those times where, oh, I should have just listened and done that. Doesn't mean a right or wrong. It's a way to gauge and practice and see that from past. That doesn't mean it was wrong. It just means, oh, I should have done that. I should have done that. So that's what I'm saying. These are big times. Now, we got a couple callers coming in there. So let's bring on the next caller, Brian.
Yeah. We're going to bring on Dora from Michigan. Hello, Dora.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Fantastic, Dora. What can we do for you today? It's good to hear from you.
Well, I think you were elaborating on how you each individual communicate, learn to communicate with them. And I have a little advice for everybody. Find out what you've been doing. I'll give you an example. I used to write all the time. I took notes on everything. I just for some reason, had a notepad on the table, kept notes, dates and times, who called. And then I couldn't figure out, I don't even know how to channel. I don't even know how I'm going to channel. Then it hit me one day. It's like, oh my God, you write all the time. Well, one day, I had a person push me and said, you got to do a reading for me. Well, I don't know how to do that. What are you talking about? No, you can. Just call me, you know, and do it. So I took my pen and paper out, did the usual stuff to get ready and prepared, and that's exactly how I channel. So, I mean, finding your path, learning how to hear them. And then once you realize, oh, my God, I always like to refer to this real quick. If you watch the Ten Commandments, he asks Moses when he comes down from the mountain, how did you hear God's word? What does he say? He says, in my mind. That's exactly how most people, and I'm not going to say most, will get their message. That, you know, it might be feeling, it might be whatever.
Yes.
But, I mean, that's how I heard them. They would show me stuff, you know, and then you were talking about what they did in past life. That elaborates into that. I would take walks. Some walks can be meditative as well around our property through the woods in the path. And when I get towards the house, they show me a little film clip of what I had done before. And you knew it. You just knew it. You felt it already. Oh, my God, you're showing me what I did before. You know what I mean? So I wanted to touch base.
Exactly. And I love that. I love that. And see, it was right in front of you the whole time. And then once we realize and we just stop for a minute and take a deep breath, so to speak, oh, wait, I've been doing it. It's the writing. And I love that. I loved how she was saying that. Dora, I love that you're sharing that. And I love that you're doing the work now. And you found your style. Right? Is that what? Yeah.
Everybody's got their style. Well, we do. You got your own way that you're going to do stuff. Oh, and for the people out there who, listen, my family are religious. I was scared to do this. I was going to a family function, and I thought, I haven't met half of my family members on my father's side. And we had this big gathering. And I thought, am I going to get hated on? I mean, literally, that's how I felt. It was the complete opposite. Because there's so much people awakening up right now. You're not hated. You're not burned at the stake. And you're not going in the pit of hellfire. It's not going to happen. If you wake up, it's for a reason. It's to help.
And you know, Yeah, yeah. You know what? You just sound so, your spirit sounds so free now. And I am just over here smiling. It's beautiful to hear. I hear you. I understand that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and I love this because you're hearing this not just from me, guys. You're not just hearing this from me telling you. You're hearing this from someone else. And so the people calling in, sharing this, that's fantastic because it's not always we're desperate. We've had, some of us are, you know, we've been working on it.
Right. Right. Yeah. You know, I was those people that were calling you. I was so, you know, I don't know what to do. I don't hate it on. No, I just went and did it because I was supposed to. Through several lifetimes, I've been doing connected work like this. This is just a different element of it, you know? That made it done different things because my vision is in an air contrived. That's exactly what I see when I was walking. And
yeah.
He showed me, oh, here's me. Okay, get it now as I continue to walk.
I love that. I want to use that as example for one moment here. I use the painting, okay? Now, when I feel like I'm stuck or I'm not hearing, I go to the easel and I just start doing that. Actually, that helps me write. It's crazy. I go to paint to write. Well, in what she's describing, she has this natural just sit down and write. So whenever you are doing something different that might feel... And this is for anybody that might be out there, you know, just as an example, if you're trying something new, like say you're trying to connect a different way or do something different, go to what you know to get connected or to validate what you might be picking up in a different way. And it can be quite interesting. So now that you know that writing is yours, if you were to go out and try it a different way, and then you go, okay, this is what I picked up, but I'm not sure. Go back to the writing and validate. So I wanted to throw that out there because that's another fantastic way to utilize what you know is your natural way to connect.
Right, right. Go for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that I'm using that as an example because that's great for other people working on it. And sometimes, you know, we're talking about getting out of our comfort zone, but when we get out of the comfort zone, we have to do that let go and just dive into the trust. And whenever it's something different, we usually go through that process of trusting it, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, Dora, thank you for calling in. It was great to hear from you and just to hear how well you're doing and that you have found that. And just go out there and shine. It's beautiful. You're shining that light, and we need lots of it right now because a lot of people that are new, you know, if you're feeling discouraged, this is an encouraging show for all of us because we're hearing about how everybody, I mean, it just seems to be that show of, hey, this is how I figured it out. This is how I did it. So I think that's fantastic. We have to take a break in a moment, so I want to make a proper goodbye and thank you to you, Dora. So thank you so much for touching base and bringing some great news in and how you're doing. And blessings to you. Thank you so much.
You too. God's love and light to everybody.
Okay. Bye-bye now. Wow, that was amazing. I mean... Guys, this is great news. I love this. You guys are making this your show, and I love that because this is what this is. This is we're community sharing. And if you don't feel like you're by yourself out there so much, it really is encouraging and supportive in its own way. Now, before we go to break, really quick, I want to get through some of this information. I do see another caller we'll bring on when we come back. I don't have enough time. The other thing that I was talking about when I was talking about how they show you where you were, absolutely, that was the review part. But where we are right now, yes, where we are right now, this is an important message I want to get out to you guys. And this is the one from Michael. So let me pull it up. Okay, now this is about the first chakra. The first chakra is our security, our needs met, you know, the basic physical things. Well, all the chakras are getting an upgrade, so to speak, energetically, with all this frequency rising, okay? It's taking it a little bit deeper, but we have to clear out. We have to get off the ground. We have to get out of that basement from where it was. But Michael brings in a message about that with the first chakra. Now, the significant challenges or the things that are coming up that are making you feel a little uncomfortable, they might be bringing up emotions. This is what he's addressing. And the energy, it could be blocked in the first chakra. So when you're working with your chakras, if you don't know what chakras are, those are your energy systems that run right up through. The first one is at the base of the spine. And like I said, it's the needs. You know, feeling secure about these big changes and decisions. You're looking to clear out that first chakra is what he's saying. Now, you want to reveal and you don't want to be afraid to see. When you ask for his help, he will show you what the fear is. You don't want to be afraid to see what the fear is. You know what I mean? Don't be afraid of the fear. I know. But we need to see what it is so we can work to walk through it. That's walking through your fire. That's walking right through it. It's like see the fear and do it anyway. Have you ever heard that? One of the best things I've ever heard before, because that's exactly what it is. Fear is an energy that can be transmuted. You're going to work to shift the energy. So this will take you into those areas where you might feel down, you might feel insecure, all that stuff. So he's saying chakra clearing on the first chakra. He really wanted me to put that out there, and then you'll be able to move through. So I've got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll take another caller, and we will go into what is coming up in the next few months as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Back for the last segment. So we had one more caller, I believe. We still have that caller, Brian?
Yes, we do. It's Kay from Los Angeles, California. Welcome to the program. What can we do for you?
Can you hear me well?
Yes. Hi, hello? Kay. What can we do for you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi. I wanted to just add on everything you've been talking about. I've been listening to your show for about a little bit over a year, and I'm new to this, so okay. You pretty much were my introduction, and I just want to start by saying that I kind of have been learning how to communicate with my soul and with spirit. Well, it's all one, I've realized. Now, I think people, we have problems discerning the ego from that. And, you know, listening to your show, I've learned a little bit of how to do that. I started with Reiki, and with Reiki I had my first vision where I saw thousands of angels. And after that, I put an angel meditation on YouTube. And before I put that on, I had a vision, which I later found out was Michael, because I saw a blue angel, a very dark blue angel. And that just happened with the blink of an eye. And as soon as I started looking for images for the online meditation, that was the very first image I saw when I was trying to find images to add to the YouTube meditation. And mm-hmm. then So I didn't know who that was until after listening to your show, I realized that Michael's blue. And then I started to, I've always seen floaters, and I realized that it has something to do with spirituality. I don't know exactly what it has to do with, but a lot of people have been asking me about these floaters, and I'm kind of skeptical to tell them, like, it's something spiritual, because I see a lot of white floaters. I've seen gold floaters, and also I recently did write, and I did get a guided message writing, basically just telling me that my problem is that I'm not still. I can't be still, and that if I was just still, and I would just let things happen instead of, you know, always trying to control, everything would just fit in place. I make things worse by doing, like, trying to take control. And then I wanted to ask you if you get a message for me, because I want to take a Reiki class to help my significant other, because he's not awakened yet. He's still not there, and he's very skeptical about all this. And I wanted to know if I do Reiki on him while he's sleeping. Like, you know, or just in Reiki, would that be effective, even though he's not a believer? And I wanted just to confirm if clearing the first chakra, was that just like bringing in the white light?
Okay, because I got to go quick because I only got a few minutes. So let me get to that. First of all, with free will, and I'm going to be really honest with you, it's the right thing to do to have permission to work with someone. We can pray for them, but we can't make them receive it. So you need to think about that. You know, doing it while he's asleep when he doesn't know isn't necessarily going to be the outcome that you're looking for. It's something that his spirit, his soul, he has to go, you know what, I'm ready to look at that. If he's not ready to look at it, it's not our place to try to make that happen. Watch out for trying to control it that way. That bottom line on that, that's the way it is. We never do anything without permission. And the other thing with first chakra and a lot of the light that we're seeing, the gold and the white, is the higher frequencies, because I'm seeing that, I'm feeling drawn to work with that. The energy coming in right now, it's like if we were to focus our meditations on a golden white light, it's actually going to work with the frequency a little bit more. It kind of helps you reach there. It's not like, oh, it's a certain color that's going to make anything work. It's more helping us with this physical to try to ground and align and calibrate to the energies. So that would be the quick answer, and because I'm running out of time, and I wanted you to share your story, which is absolutely beautiful. And I love that everybody has done that today, because that makes me smile in my heart that I'm doing the job I need to do, because sometimes I wonder, do I need to keep doing this or stop? You know, and you know, it happens. We are exhausted, and then we wonder, is it making a difference? And it just, that's the way it is. It's the truth for all of us. And that's my own ego feeling, ooh, I don't know. But for you, Kay, I would definitely take the Reiki class, but I would also think about, you have to have permission, and it's something that he can refuse to receive. Just because we do it doesn't mean it's going to work that way. But I'm going to run really quick now because I have to wrap up with something that I want to share about what's coming up in the next few months. So thank you, Kay, for calling in. What's happening in the next few months before we have to go off the air here? I've only got like 3 minutes. So here's the thing that's very important. There is a Saturn retrograde that started a little while ago, but what is pulling through here and some of those retrogrades that are still going to be going on for the next few months, this is a positive, but I want to address it and throw it right on top of the table here. And this was coming from Michael as well, because it will feel challenging, because what it's going to do, it's going to show you clearly where we're limiting ourselves, where we're limiting our viewpoint, where we need to change that or expand it. Yep. Where are you thinking too narrow? Where are we closed-minded? Yeah, that's going to be popping up. It's also going to take me right back to what we were starting out at the very beginning. Creativity, thinking creatively, thinking out of the box, finding a different route is going to be the best thing you ever put your energy into coming up in the next few months. Find a different route. Remember the old saying, the water will always find a way around the rock. What that's saying is the energy will always find a way around the obstacle if you allow it, because you can choose to allow it. So I want you to hear me on this one. This is probably one of the most important things I've actually heard that I'm going to be applying as well. You want to go creative. Some people are reporting back that they'll use a creative outlet like painting, writing, redesign a room, gardening, whatever it might be. It might be like flower arranging or sewing, or it doesn't matter what it is. It could be that you like to build woodworking things. It doesn't matter what it is. Get out of the box. Think creatively. Remember, think creatively. Design your own pattern for something. That is really going to tap you in and connect you to the side of you that is trying to activate right now. That's what's waking up everywhere, is the spiritual side of us, and creative thinking will help you do that. So that gives your body something physically to do to help you connect and bring in and calibrate and ground into the energy. I think we're going to see amazing inventions coming up. I think we're going to see some really creative art. I love every bit of it. I think it's amazing. We're going to be doing it more on the show. I'm working on that second camera. We had a little issue with second camera, which is why I haven't been doing the painting, but it's coming. I've been working on it. It's been interesting. We've had our challenges too. But guys, listen here. Listen to that. You've got to go out of the box. Find a way around the rock, okay? I want to say thank you guys so much for listening. It has been awesome being here. I've loved hearing all of the feedback coming back. And I'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.